Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Done 2 hours of transmission and haven't even plugged the videos, the books, the t-shirts, the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. That's how we fund ourselves. So if you believe in this Bilderberg group reportage, please support us. I'll tell you who paid for most of the trip, which is very expensive, and the equipment, a lot of it, is Ted Anderson, Midas Resources. I'm going to be plugging that later, but he's got some great deals on gold and silver, so please think about Ted Anderson and Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, when you're making your gold and silver purchases. Got some really exciting news. Gerald, even on national news, usually only does 30 minutes, but he's going to stay with us 20 minutes into this hour to take a few of your questions on trends, specifically only for Gerald Celente, folks. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 for specific questions for Gerald Celente coming up in the next segment. And later in the hour, live video reports from Switzerland at Bilderberg with Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson. Gerald, you were getting into the E. coli and how they keep blaming this organic food, that organic food, and moving down the line when it's clearly genetically engineered, and they're going to use this to try to have government clamp down further on farms and ranches to help big agro. Gerald Celente.
Well, that's it. It's, you know, they control everything. Look at that Senate Bill 501 that they shoved through. So what we're telling people is that when you really put all the pieces together, the air, the food, the water, you know, they're killing us in 100 different ways. You know, by the way, I don't know if you know this, Alex. I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences, for the work I've done over the many years in complementary medicine. And the first book I worked on back in the 1980s was called Natural Healing. So in this summer that's coming ahead, this is the time to really, really get in shape, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The products that you sell, the heirloom seeds, having your e-foods on hand, this is real. The radiation's in the air. The food system is being poisoned. We don't have a shot. And the only shot we do have is if we take it in our own hands. And I want to talk also about your Midas Resources and the importance for me in owning gold and silver. Current events form future trends. Look at these solar flares. This isn't conspiracy theorist stuff. This is NASA talking about it. And there's going to be a lot more of them coming this year. When you go back to the 1800s when they had telegraph and the Carrington event fried them, they were out. Just think what they're going to do to the internet. And let's all understand there's no money out there. It's all digital money. But it won't fry gold. It won't fry silver as it fries the electronic system. And I see this guy from another planet, this Steve Jobs, talking about the wonders of cloud computing. What cloud computing? There's no clouds out there. You're just putting your information on somebody else's server. And if this happens the way a lot of scientists are saying, you're going to see a big meltdown, a big frying system.
Well, they're engineering it, admittedly, where the devices won't allow you. At first, you just have certain stuff on the cloud. But they admit, and I talked about this a decade ago, and that's what Internet 2 is. You've got a domain on a bigger domain and have no rights, like YouTube. You've got your stuff on somebody else's system, and you sign your rights away to agree. And you're like, well, I'll just keep my stuff on my server. The devices, and they're getting together at Bilderberg. That's why they get these guys together. They're getting together to make it where the devices soon won't work with your own computer or your own servers. You'll have to be in their cloud, Gerald. I'm glad you brought that up. More key trends straight ahead. Your phone calls, 800-259-9031. By the way, well, we got some breaking stuff for you. I'll cover it when we get back. This is so amazing stuff.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing FREEFOODNOW on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Last November, the Food Safety Modernization Act, that means radiating it, spraying live viruses on it that eat the E. coli bacteria but cause mutations, narrowly was defeated. But it passed the Senate, got defeated in the House, started in the House, went to the Senate, and they never got it done between the conference committee. They have reintroduced it, and you knew this was coming, and Europe's doing the same thing, because of the E. coli 20 or so deaths and the hundreds that are sick in Europe. And it's in the European press that scientists are saying, this has had genes added. This didn't naturally mutate. And British intelligence says Al-Qaeda did it. Al-Qaeda did it. And don't worry, we told you last week and this week it was coming. They've introduced these bills, and in the Food Safety Act last year, I haven't had a chance to read the new version yet, because when Gerald said that, I had a feeling and searched Food Safety Act, and boom, reintroduced today. I haven't had time to read the text yet, and last time it said, adopt the UN's Treaty Codex Alimentarius. A treaty in there under UN law. You saw the headlines, Daily Mail and others last month, BBC, hundreds of vitamins and minerals and herbal remedies pulled from shelves in England and Europe under EU rules. Never thought it would happen. It's happening. And they put it in this bill. And when it wouldn't pass that week, $17 million was given by five mega agribusinesses to the House and Senate. The biggest spending for agriculture legislation in a week on record. And in there It shuts down your local farm and ranch. You can't even can strawberries and give them to your neighbor. You can't even serve it to your neighbor at dinner. SWAT team. You see them SWAT teaming Amish without even having the laws, attacking health food stores. Folks, they're now sending federal goons kicking down doors with local police under their command without warrants for unpaid tuition, student loans. I mean, that's illegal. I've studied it. There, we don't have debt prisons here like England had. They got rid of it. There was riots and wars over this. It's all coming back. I mean, how does Bank of America take a house they never even owned or have the deed to and was paid for in cash? They were never connected. They just do it. I know I'm ranting. I want to go to your calls for Gerald Celente, but Senator Kristen Gillibrand announces food safety legislation, and they go on to say they're basically introducing the same thing, and the British government admitted in 2000 that it was weaponized foot and mouth that was taken out of a level 4 weapons lab, they said, by an animal rights activist, maybe. No, it showed up in dozens of spots in one day. No, the government distributed it and then used it to try to shut down the farms over there. Mystery diseases are killing people's sheep. I was getting calls when I was on European radio. Gerald, I'm ranting. It's just you brought this up and it opens up a whole other paradigm. They are so lawless because in the Food Safety Act, Big Agra is exempt, and they're the ones that are responsible in every major case for the E. coli deaths and salmonella, but then they come in and want to shut us down. I mean, it's total slavery, Gerald.
It is. And when you talk about student debts, they're student serfs. You don't get out of that debt. Thanks to Joe Biden, when he was senator of the loophole state down there in Delaware, they pushed that through. You're an indentured servant for the rest of your life. Get it in your head. You take out those student loans, they own you. It's student-owned, not loaned. You're borrowing for the rest of your life to pay them off. And then when you talk about what they're scaring us now with food, if it's food, terror, war, it's a very simple formula, Alex, and it's as old as the hills. They get you with fear and hysteria. Those are the tools of the politicians and the religious fanatics. They're in the same club. And just to mention, the only way that fear and hysteria are quashed is by beauty. Beauty of the mind, the spirit, the heart, and the soul. Beauty is the antidote to fear, and people shouldn't forget that. Because if you do, you're going to be engulfed by their hysteria and fear. And get on that cattle car. There's a place at a FEMA camp waiting for you.
And by the way, we said many years ago they would roll the FEMA camps out as places to help people that couldn't pay their bills. That's how Germany started it in 34, 35. First, you're in a ghetto. You can't run your businesses. Once you run out of money, we don't let you leave the area because we're not authorizing your papers. Then, oh, you're poor. We're going to load you up and take you to a work camp where you can pay to take care of yourself. They're now in California and Hawaii locking the homeless up. People are like, well, good. Well, it's you next. And, oh, talking about making them work. So it's on. And everything we've seen is now being repeated. I want to go to loaded phone lines here before we get to as many as we can. Gerald Celente. And again, for folks that just joined us, people can subscribe and find out more at trendsresearch.com and valuable weekly news blast and the quarterly magazine reports there at the key website, trendsresearch.com. And he also has some other alternate URLs that'll get you to the same place. But Gerald, this is a transformation into classical tyranny. And what you just said is so true. Whenever I'm worried, whenever I'm upset, I'm not in fear. I'm more in a rage to defeat these people, and that is a good thing. But I'll just lay out under the trees and look at the blue sky and beauty in my most instinctive level. The globalists are ugly. They create ugliness. They hate beauty. You look at the art they buy. It's they're into sickness. And I just feel like throwing myself into the gears to defeat them for beauty. The beauty of my innocent children, the beauty of innocence, the beauty of wholesomeness and private property and families, everything they assault. And then I have no fear. I am ready to die if need be to defend beauty. And what you said right there is very touching because that is exactly what is in my soul.
Yeah, we can't forget the human spirit. And that's what they've taken away from us. because art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. Do you need any more proof than the Renaissance that was followed by the Black Death? Do you need any more proof when you see the greatness of the pyramids and the civilizations before of what beauty has created? This has become nothing more than a disgusting bottom-line society. Isn't it wonderful going into a Walmart, having the experience of walking into a large self-storage unit? So we can change it, but we have to change ourselves. There's this great line, Alex, from the Hindus. When the student's ready, the teacher appears. The people have to get ready. They have to get in shape physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And the advertisers that you have on your show help them get there.
Absolutely. And folks, by funding alternative media, you're voting in the marketplace. You're listening to us on local AM and FMs. You're a business owner. Go sponsor that station and tell them we're doing this because you put Alex Jones on weekdays. You put him on in prime time. Folks, it's happening. This message of liberty, the people are ready, but you've got to deliver it. Let's go to Alex in Illinois. You're on the air with our guest, Gerald Celente.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Gerald. I appreciate your time and taking my call. Originally, I called with a question about hyperinflation and whether or not, in your opinion, QE3 would actually lead to that scenario and how it would affect the working American's everyday life. But since I've been on hold listening, I'd actually like to change my question, and I'd like to ask Gerald's opinion about Cotus alimentarius and how he thinks that would affect the economy. Would it drive up food costs? Are we looking at food riots? Or what's that going
to
do?
Oh, yeah, they're going to have a monopoly to shut everything down. And I'm sorry, go ahead. Go ahead, Gerald.
Yeah, no, they are. Of course it's going to affect us. Worse than that, it's going to affect our health. And anybody that doesn't think that there's a, you know, you don't need to be a conspiracy theorist to talk about a new world order. Just look at where the money goes from the Federal Reserve, what they call their discount window. It goes to most of the banks overseas. Look what happened when they found out $20 trillion of backdoor loans sent out. Where did it go? To banks overseas. It's a control by Big Pharma. That's all it is. They've turned this nation into a nation of junk food junkies and drug prescription addicts. I mean, can't you see it? And it's going to continue in that level with this more legislation.
Gerald, I go to third world countries and the children have electricity in their eyes. I go to restaurants and places. And the kids, I was in a restaurant this weekend and literally I couldn't find small children ages 3 to 10 who didn't act and behave mentally retarded.
And look what we look like as a nation. You know my line, Alex? Break the chains. I don't eat chain food. I don't shop in chain stores. I buy everything I can local. And I believe in the golden rule, both of them. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And those that have the gold rule. And I don't think the Chinese ruling me. It's bad enough right now. So we have to support each other.
Absolutely. Let's jam a call in here. Mary in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mary. Okay, let's go to Mark. Go ahead.
Mark, hi. My name is Mark in Brooklyn. Mr. Celente, I love it when you're on the radio. My question is, for those of us who are unfortunately disabled and are living below the poverty line already, and we can't afford to buy gold and silver, what are the best things we can do to protect ourselves in this oncoming hellstorm that we're facing?
You know, it's really hard. Just keep making your voice heard as much as you can. Everything that you put into your body, you know, put the best you can. I have a dear friend of mine who's a quadriplegic. He lives out in Denver. He became a Buddhist, and he said he couldn't make it through the day if he didn't meditate every day. And it goes back into getting in, as I said, shape as best you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. That's the best we can do. And surround yourself, as I said, with the beauty that you can do. You know, beauty doesn't have to cost a lot of money. It means not buying crap. And it means associating with people that aren't afflicted with negativity all the time.
Absolutely. It's realizing how powerful you are and that you do have power and these globalists can be defeated. Gerald Celente, amazing to talk to you. We'll see if he can stay 5 more minutes and take a few more calls. Then we're getting a Bilderberg report.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Final segment with Gerald Celente. I'll try to cram in some of your calls, and regardless, I'll get to everybody later in the transmission. We're going back to Bilderberg Group to cover what's happening there in Switzerland. We've gotten the big inside scoop on what's going on. Again, I want to encourage everybody to support the alternative media and support themselves. Support those that tell the truth. That's voting with your dollars to build the liberty movement against tyranny. Now, one of the great outposts of truth in the system of lies is the Trends Research Journal, trendsresearch.com, with founder Gerald Celente. Find out about it at trendsresearch.com. I want to just jam in one final phone call here for now with Gerald, or maybe two, but quick questions. Tim in Washington, you're on the air with Gerald Celente.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Good.
I was kind of curious. I've been doing some research in history, and it comes to find out that these bankers have amassed a mercenary army to imprison the population. Is there a way to reverse that by amassing our own mercenary army to imprison them?
Well, that's why they want a global private corporate system that is above the law. Gerald, your view on that?
No, we can't meet violence with violence. It has to be an intellectual revolution. What are the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit? And again, we could outflank them. They're very easily defeated. As I said, I really believe a solution is direct democracy. Let the people vote. Let the people vote. This is America. I don't need Pelosi. I don't need Bonner. I don't need any of them telling me what I should think or what I should believe.
And you notice,
I've had it.
We
could make it happen, Alex. We could do it through the internet. It's journalism 2.0. It's democracy 2.0. Let the people vote.
Well, going back to something you just mentioned, the Pentagon for at least two decades has said that 90% of their operations are psychological, and they admit they do it against the American people, where people will just slit their wrist if they're told it's for the military. But then when the military's being hurt by the bankers, people say, well, that's fine because the TV didn't tell me that was a problem. But nine times out of ten, it is psychological. That's why they try to dumb us down. If we rise above and become aware of what they've done and wake up to the false narratives they've given us, we can defeat these people. They're a paper tiger.
Exactly. And I've been there. I used to work in the New York State Senate. I worked in Washington, D.C. I know what it looks like. They're nothing. They're a bunch of wieners. Capisce? How much more do you have to know? Look at this guy. There are 500 and something of him. They're all alike with the exception of a few, like a Ron Paul, a few men out there. The rest are wieners. And I'd also like to say this, Alex, that this is a very crucial time. If we don't act now, we're lost. So everybody should stand up, speak out, expose the hypocrites for who they are.
God bless you. Great job. The Bilderberg protest, people all over Europe converging this next Saturday in 3 days at high noon. So we got 3 days to get this going, ladies and gentlemen, there in Switzerland. Go there, the Swiss people, go there and let the criminals know you're aware of them. Contact the media, demand they cover it, and identify the criminals that have engineered this are meeting there. We now have learned a large part of their agenda. That'll be breaking soon at Infowars.com with Kurt Nemo in a written article. Hopefully it'll be up at Drudge. We just had fragmentary reports so far because we've been collating audio, video, and still shots up at the site in the exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated section at Infowars.com. Gerald Celente, we'll talk to you again very soon, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Saturday night in New York.
All right, great.
All right, thank you so much. We're going to have dinner, Ted Anderson and myself, and him after I give the speech. I'm flying back Sunday, right? Not Saturday night. I think I am flying back Sunday morning because I usually just go into New York, boom, get out. And I thought, well, why not maybe go to the museum or something after I give the speech? I won't be hanging around. I know that. Sean Hannity might try to get me. I'm joking. At the event at Talkers 2011. I have done 2 hours and 28 minutes here, and I've just barely mentioned that if you want to support what we're doing, buy the books, buy the videos, buy the tapes. We got a special running right now, Endgame 995, covers the Bilderberg whole agenda, the world government plan. The film's 3.5 years old, and it's more powerful today because people watch it and go, wow, did you just make this week? Everything you said was going to happen. Okay, just Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, great, one of our newest films, all available at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, streaming, archive of the show, all the videos, the higher quality podcast, 15 cents a day if you're not a member. This is the Media 2.0. This is the next wave, next generation system we've built here, and we've done it with your support, PrisonPlanet.tv. And most importantly, don't forget, Midas Resources, the trusted name in precious metals with incredible specials, funded this Bilderberg coverage. Call, check out some of their specials, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love we get to share.
Monday through Friday, we're here live from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're getting lined up from Bilderberg 2011. Aaron Dykes and Paul Watson coming up here hopefully in a few minutes. We had them online, but it dropped. Skype's having issues. I may just dispatch him back up to the hotel. We can just do it from the mountaintop. That obviously had better internet. Of course, the globalists have the best internet. We're down the hill, little slaves below them, in one of the cheaper hotels. It's only 300 euros a night. So we're going to be talking to them very soon. A lot of other important breaking news. We're going to try to make history together here with this big demonstration against Bilderberg Group and their tyranny and their forced austerity. People all over Europe are getting angry and demonstrating. The enemy, the people that did all this, the people that need to be exposed in the info war peacefully, are the Bilderberg Group. And we're going to have our reporters there covering it. We need media there. This Saturday, high noon, St. Moritz, there in Switzerland. Get there if you're in Spain, if you're in France, if you're in Switzerland especially, if you're in the Netherlands, if you're in Italy, it's right there. It's right by Italy. If you're in Austria, right there. Get in there. Get over there. You don't have any excuse. This Saturday, high noon, I'm calling for it. Okay? And we'll be here covering it. We'll have live feeds at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But on our end, as I said, this costs money. And Ted Anderson of Midas Resources financed this. And again, he has radio specials where you can get three silver dollars and three of my best-selling films and free shipping. So you pay for the silver dollars at an incredibly low price. You can call him. It varies depending on the market. That actually doesn't vary. He changes it every week or so if silver goes up or down. But they got super good deals on that. Three silver dollars, and you get three of my films free and free shipping. I mean, nobody can top that. And I know Ted has no markup on that deal. It's a loss leader. But that's what he wants pitched for his sponsorship of this. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. If you want to call Midas Resources, they've got a lot, other radio specials. All their deals are very competitive, many of them smoking, but the radio specials, they have a whole list of them, and the brokers are there, 30-plus of them. I guess it's upwards of 50 now, with the sheet of the specials, and it's boom. No haggle. This is the deal you want. Boom. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Now, let me compose myself before we go to the guys. And really focus on all the incredible information that we've just learned. But I want to add one caveat. Obviously, I'll do 15, 20 minutes of overdrive. And some station managers have said, well, that's fine that you do overdrive. We understand that. We really pioneered that. And Glenn Beck and Howard Stern have copied it. And that's wonderful. You know, we started the fourth hour, I don't know, 5 years ago. And then that's what Beck calls it, his fourth hour. That's only internet. But I said, why not just make the fourth hour on satellite now? So I did that for a few years, where it was actually on the radio, too. Stations picked it up. But now I'm getting ready to launch my new TV show that Beck's copying, which, again, I think is great. That's the most sincere form of flattery is imitation. And so I had to cut that fourth hour, but then I get greedy wanting to fight the globalist. I'm greedy for truth. I'm like an attack dog who wants more. And so I'll do 20 minutes or so into the next hour. But when you hear the show in on AM and FM, the show's over. Tune into their next great show. Wonderful. Support their sponsors. Only every once in a while do I do this overdrive. Soon when I start the TV show, I won't be able to do it anymore, so this won't be an issue anymore. But we will do about 20 minutes of overdrive into the next hour, and that way I can get into some of the other news. We've got 23 minutes left in the official transmission. I want to just say great job to my crew here as well. You can follow everything we're doing at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I can also go into overdrive and take some of the callers that are holding if you want to hold, or we'll open the phones up again then. But we have this top story, exclusive live video and photos from Bilderberg, continually updated. Then I have another report, intimidating the media. Bilderberg security sees InfoWars reporter's passport. I think I'll change that. He is an InfoWars reporter, but he's really an RT reporter. And that was the headline I wanted, but we're going to have that changed and beefed up a bit. It's just a blurb with video of it happening. Bilderberg's may give green light to Mexican central banker at new IMF boss. That's big. The exclusive live video photos from Bilderberg continually updated. That is so important. Also, have another link, exclusive reportage live from Switzerland on the Bilderbergs. But Kurt's got his big report coming out. I'll tell you the headline here in about 10 minutes when it goes live. But the big kahuna report, the leaked inside agenda of Bilderberg, breaking here, coming up in 10 minutes. Let's go to Paul Joseph Watson joining us from nearby the Bilderberg Group meeting. He was on site earlier. He's going to go back soon. But Paul Watson, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here, Alex.
What did you see in the time after we talked earlier from on-site with your live video feed from the time you left? And just break down overall what you've witnessed today and what you think the most important developments are.
What happened afterwards was basically we just hung around for a little longer. There were groups of young people actually entering the Bilderberg compound, but we guess that it's because they live further down in the area and they had credentials that they were wearing around their neck. They showed to the police and they were let in. Then after that, we were just talking to some around the hotel itself. They're on surrounding roads. As you stated earlier, Luke Radowski, and the video is up on Infowars.com, was asked for his passport, and they kept his passport for about half an hour before he got it back and basically told him, if you don't hand it over, we're going to arrest you. We went right up to the security point where the barriers were, and they didn't ask us for any ID. And at the moment, we're just getting all the high-quality photos posted on Infowars and Prison Planet.
Well, Paul, you don't know about this yet, but I've got your brother from London, Steve Watson, a master's in political science in his own right, and I point that out because he's one of the smartest people I know, along with Paul, just great researchers. You're guys I can just call who immediately get it and already have a full spectrum understanding of what's going on. He's doing a report that'll go up on Prison Planet. We've got two big things breaking. We've got the agenda of Bilderberg from the Mole via Tucker and others, a large part of the agenda. We're trying to get an actual rundown. Sometimes Tucker's even able to get that from his mole, but the mole's got to sneak off site to do it. And that's another thing. You got to follow Tucker some because he's always got people, cars following him and spies outside his room. And he was shot at in Portugal. That was reported on by major newspapers in 99. So obviously you're going to go get the latest intel from Tucker. Keep filing reports on that. We've got all of this unfolding. Feel free to do more of the upload videos that you're doing that we have a live link up on Infowars.com of throughout the evening, throughout tomorrow. It officially kicks off tomorrow. But the big news, my friend, is I'm calling for a global protest against the austerity bankers who we know are meeting there at this event, pushing for bigger bailouts, i.e. thefts for them. We know that that is happening. We know they're there trying to start the new war in the Middle East, a wider war. We know they're pushing for internet censorship. We know their agenda now, a large portion of it. And so we're going to have a massive protest Saturday at noon in St. Moritz, Switzerland. We're calling for the Swiss to come out. The redcoats aren't coming. The banksters are coming. We're calling for peaceful demonstration. We're calling people to call the media, demand they be there, and for folks from all over Europe, instead of just protesting at police stations and being water cannoned, peacefully come here and say, there are the criminals. There are the people. A lot of Bilderberg people can't even go because there's indictments out. We'll see if Kissinger shows up. But that's the big announcement. Get it out to everybody. Everybody Twitter it, tweet it. Steve's going to have it out very soon at PrisonPlanet.com.
The hall is my room, so.
Okay, great. Aaron, you're now there on with Paul. Paul, what do you make of this announcement that we're going to have this big protest? And then talk about what you make of all this security and everything else that's happening.
Well, there were about 20 to 25 people there at the time that we went. And to be honest, from what I saw in Spain on the videos last year, and certainly Greece, if you remember Greece and Turkey, there were just mass protests in the streets, hundreds and thousands of people. So we definitely need more people there. Obviously, this is a remote area, and it takes a while to drive to from the airport, but we definitely need as many people as possible to throw the spotlight on these Bilderberg criminals that are meeting up in the mountains at the moment.
Now, Paul, again, I can rant all day and make my points, but we need everybody to get Twitters out, phone calls, news websites. The Google search term today, we've got to make it number one, Bilderberg protest. Two words entered into Google and Yahoo and everywhere else over and over again. Everybody write your own articles. Get global attention onto this Bilderberg protest. You can also reverse it and then say protest Bilderberg. Okay? Bilderberg Group a lot of times becomes the number one search during this week anyways. So we're going to push it over the edge. It should become the number one search term in the next hour or two. That's how it always works. Bilderberg protest. Protest Bilderberg. Reverse those two. But the first main term we're doing is Bilderberg protest. Put those words in. I'm even doing it myself during the break in the Google box. We need to make that number one in the global call. And I want to make sure I need to call Steve back to make sure in his article that he explains these are the bankers, these are the crooks. Why protest in your capitals? Your capitals have been bought off by these criminals. Go to where the real scum is this Saturday, high noon. That gives us 3 days to build up, Paul.
That's right. And if you're flying into Zurich Airport, it's about a 2.5-hour drive out there, and the scenery is just breathtaking. So even if you don't get anything else out of it, I mean, the place itself is beautiful, and it's just a shame that the people meeting here are not.
Well, France, of course, Austria, and Italy are right there. We're talking hours from this. And the Swiss, and we have a lot of listeners in Switzerland. We're rated as one of the top sites there. Get there. Go there. Go there. It's your right to say no to the criminals. The mafia's meeting. Let the world know we're not putting up with it. A lot of times the mafia hires communists to come out and protest to make folks look bad. Let's have true liberty patriots there explaining who's there. And I got to call Steve back. He's got to make sure in the article we explain these are the people bringing in another wave of economic implosion and global austerity. Paul, video can't capture what you see with your eyes. Any other observations? How were the police's mannerisms? What was their bearing? Were they robotic, or were they looking at you as if you were scum, or were they friendly?
They were giving us the eyeball, but on the whole, they didn't really harass us at all. They let us film, they let us video record. Other people were saying that there were police carrying around guns, but we didn't see any guns. Some of them appeared to have some kind of taser device, although that could have just been a baton.
Now, the Swiss are the most heavily armed. Sorry, go ahead.
There were other people who were saying that there were people in the streets down in the actual town itself, because the hotel's up in the hills. There were secret police walking around asking for people's ID. That's what the journalists who were already there told us. But from what we saw, certainly if you compare it to what Charlie Skelton experienced in Greece, where he was constantly harassed and arrested and followed around, the security and the police were reasonably kind, was in that they didn't harass us or ask for ID or anything, but of course there's a long way to go.
Yeah, in the U.S. they did some of that and would try to tell us to turn the cameras off, but after we told them we weren't going to do it, then they behaved themselves in Virginia. And it's a shame that the cops are so willing to energetically protect literally a bunch of criminals. I mean, these people are globalist tyrants, and we're streaming video right now from Justin TV also of Luke talking about how he was detained for 40 minutes and had his passport taken. Stay on the line, Paul, but we've got Aaron Dykes there with us. Aaron, what are your observations at the first day, the prelude to the kickoff tomorrow morning of the Global Crime Syndicate meeting?
Well, Alex, to start with the literal, I'm literally looking at the hotel where the Bilderbergers are staying right now from my hotel window, along with these gorgeous mountains. And frankly, like Paul was saying, I'd rather turn my attention to the natural beauty, but we can't ignore what they're doing on this planet and the way they're controlling. But one major contradiction, I did in fact see police with sidearms, and I'm not sure if the security also had them, but I definitely saw pistols, and there was a baton, which may have also been one of those tasing baton devices. We don't know for sure.
But it's not the usual thing in Italy or in Spain or in Greece, where they have submachine guns they shove in your face.
No, we haven't seen the submachine gun people here yet. Perhaps, you know, tomorrow could be another day. They're not there right now. They were not there earlier.
Well, I'll say this. I don't have a problem with the cops being like that in Switzerland, because the citizens can run around with their fully autos and hand grenades, and they have the lowest crime rate in the world. So I think it's great. More guns, less crime. Other points, Aaron, that are key for folks to know.
Well, we're just obviously going to keep an eye on what's going on. We know the groups they're part of and how their agendas merge. So we're going to have those points come out. As you know, a lot of the talking points have come out from the past years of things they've discussed, and among it are the Arab Spring, the revolutions in the Middle East. They talked about that at 2010 in Cintia, Spain, and I really expect to see an escalation of that agenda for the rest of this year.
Amazing. I want to come back and talk strategy, but in the next 10-15 minutes, Kurt, that's why we're going into overdrive for internet listeners only at Infowars.com. That's why Kurt Nimmo is in there laboring on this big report that we got the agenda from Tucker's mole. A lot of it's been confirmed by the Swiss papers that confirm they are deciding from their sources who the next IMF head will be. And reportedly they're looking at it being the Mexican bankster out of Mexico, the finance minister. We've also got the fact that they do want to have a larger conflagration, that they are stirring up the war in the Middle East as a political diversion. And they're very upset that Congress is talking about standing up to Obama, going to war with UN authority. I mean, it'd be bad if the president did it on his own. It's even worse to do it and say, I have UN authority and not talk to Congress. So that's going on. Their move to go after the alternative media, the fact that they're scared of the alternative media and the awakening to them. We've got a large part of it. Now, Tucker's going to get more. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'll have continual coverage here for you, gentlemen. But when we come back, I want to get other key points from you. Then I'll go into the next hour, cover the latest breaking news, take some phone calls and some other news I haven't gotten to yet. But, gentlemen, we're about to go to break. Paul, what are some other tidbits we'll cover on the other side?
Well, there are numerous reports that have come out in the past few hours. There's one from Swiss Info. There's another from expatica.com. Of course, Charlie Skelton's per-hour report. And most of them are quite generic, downplaying the event, so we can discuss how the media is covering this on the other side.
All right, stay there. Stand by. We've got the reporters. We've got the will. We've got the intel. And the big protest is on Saturday, high noon.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for us.
Okay. Two big reports. This is a big deal, folks. We're going to have a global call to confront the actual criminals, not their puppet capitals in Europe, over the austerity. The lion's share of the European tax money and our tax money is going to these criminals. These are the engineers of our pain. And high noon in St. Moritz, Switzerland. If you're in Europe, folks, you need to be there. High noon. Get there. That is the protest date. High noon. Key Google search term. Google it right now. Put it in over and over again. A Google bomb. Bilderberg protest. And then you can reverse it and search it. Protest Bilderberg. And that will lead them to the protest article that Steve Watson will soon get up at prisonplanet.com. I cannot stress to you how important this is. And soon, Kurt Nimmo will have his exclusive report. This is breaking here with more details than we've even given so far on the first portion of the agenda that we've gotten from a man who 100% has the intel. So this is huge. Going back to Aaron Dykes. Aaron, other points. I mean, this looks like more security, though, with cameras and a tarp to block the cars and all of this than we've and floodlights than we've seen at previous events.
Right. Take, for instance, Canada, where they use the backdoor ramp drop so they could hide a lot of their high-profile people, including including Hillary Clinton. This year they have the entrance checkpoint where they do the key validation, making sure the people are on the list, and they put up a barrier wall, keeping down the visibility so you can identify or easily take pictures. Then they've got roughly 150 yards, maybe even 200 yards to the main entrance. So it's quite receded. It's covered in trees. And they've really made it a challenge to photograph.
And this is our government representatives violating the Logan Act. Hillary was fined, what was it, $300,000 for this back in the mid-90s, going and meeting and hiding and then lying and being caught, not wanting the media to cover it, but usually it's only the alternative media covers it anyways, but I'm looking at these photos. You can get down the road with the Zoom camera, zoom in, and still get shots of them at that checkpoint. There's more than one way to skin a cat in the info war, and we're going to get these videos. They'll undoubtedly also be toddling around in the resort below, and so you know what to do there. We're going to get the video and identify these criminals and their activities. Aaron?
Yeah, and they know we're watching them. I mean, the protesters that are here now are very visible, and if we get a lot more numbers, the message will clearly be sent. For those that do come to the village, it's quite small, so you will be seen, you will be heard. I would imagine there's a lot of places to stay. Of course, a few places are closed down because it's off-season from the ski resort, but there should be room to come on down, and you can literally see it. It's kind of up on the hill, the Master Hotel. Overlooking the lake that's part of the mountains here in St. Moritz. And so if they do leave the hotel, I would imagine they too will be easily seen, and I think it would be hard for them to hide, Alex.
Well, Aaron, I am calling on everybody. We need to make this big. We need the people of Europe and the world who are being robbed by these folks to actually go confront the people that are buying and selling our politicians, and also everyone should pick newspapers and TV in Switzerland to call, but also international media, and demand they cover it. If you had 125 top media people or Hollywood folks meeting, it would be helicopters, the press, thousands of gawking spectators, but they try to run this electronic Berlin Wall and have this blackout. We've got to break that blackout in the American press. That's another issue. Where's Bilderberg in the U.S. News? There's a blackout on that. Gentlemen, stay there. Let's do 5 minutes into the next hour for Internet only, for stations. The main show's ending. We'll be over at Infowars.com, and we'll continue on the audio and video streams at PrisonPlanet.tv to cover what's happening. Then I'll go over the agenda as soon as Kurt's article comes out. It's set to come out any minute. The big protest Saturday. Be there. More coverage tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.